What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Good to hear you live, Michael, and good to hear you that you're back, man. Really great to hear you speaking live here. Yeah, a lot of things are on my mind. And by the way, Michael, I don't know if you have diabetes, but I take a thing called Ozempic, and it's really changed my life. So I was letting you throw that out there. And vitamin D. I take a lot of vitamin D.
No, I'm not diabetic.
Okay, that's fantastic. And if you ain't got to worry, but I do know calcium helps quite a bit. Vitamin D and C. Just so you know that. Anyway, here's what I want to throw out. Your last caller, Paul, I don't know if he knows this, but the rally last night in New Jersey, in Wildwood, Trump, according to what I saw in a couple news outlets just now, he had over 95,000 people outside total at that event. There was 95,000 people in the arena and all the way out in the streets. I don't know if that's correct, but that's what they say on the news now, 95,000, roughly, under 100,000. But that's quite a bit. I don't think Bernie or Biden knows any imbeciles could bring in that. And I tell you, you know, Bernie will be 80 years old if he got the nomination and was the president. Joe Biden's already, I mean, Biden, with his brain, he'd be almost 100 years old because he's senile as heck. You know, Biden's in a nincompoop. But I agree with that last caller that Trump's going to walk in there and get it. But they're going to try to derail him because, you know what, Michael, this whole impeachment, I kept telling you, you know, 2-3 months back, this whole impeachment right now against Trump is about immigration. These demon rats know that that's their base, is these illegals that are keep pouring in here by the millions. And that's why they got California.
Yes.
That's why they got New York. New York and California would not be going voting Democrat if they didn't have all these illegals. Those states were mainly Republican states with the white, the Caucasians were there. This is all about the filthy demon rats in Hollywood, Holly Freak Show, pumping all these illegals in there with the, you know, a lot of liberal blacks there with the freebie handouts. I don't care if that one guy calls in, whatever. A lot of blacks are working hard stiff, and a lot of them, you know, they're on the dole because let me tell you, I already saw a report, most in the black community, most of the kids don't have fathers. Let's not kid ourselves. That's right to the point. These kids don't have fathers, so what do they expect? The mothers, you know, I don't want to get into that because that's not really why I called. But I did call about, first, why they're impeaching President Trump is because of the illegal invasion of this country. And, Michael, I don't know if you knew this, and I'm sure you do. I saw it on Breitbart, and I saw it on a couple other reports. 9 United States senators are Jewish, okay? Not one of them is a Republican. You got 29 House members that are Jewish. Only 2 of them are Republican. And actually, it's kind of weird. The guy Zeldin is from New York. Lee Zeldin is a Jew from New York. You have another guy, I can't remember what state he's from. He's Jewish and he's very conservative too. But if you took the module of 9 senators in the United States Senate are Jewish and they're from some white Anglo states, what are these white people being played or something? The white Christians or something? What's going on here? Blumenthal, that idiot. Dick Blumenthal saying he went to Vietnam. He was on the front lines in battle. That guy never set foot in Vietnam, Michael. And these people, idiots, white, well, I don't know what you call them. They vote for this guy? Blumenthal, that dickhead? Blumenthal? This is unbelievable to me. And, you know, speaking about the wall and all that, you know, I heard a lot of you go, I know you got a couple calls. Oh, Trump's built a lot of wall, believe it or not. And he's really trying to seal up that border. And now when you got this Chinese virus coming in here, they better seal that. They have better be prompt on that border. Now there's the reason why Trump should build a wall. Because you can, all these Hondurans and Guatemalans and all that, they look like Chinese. They can sneak in here like crazy and have that virus going on. This virus you're going to be talking about. We could have a pandemic where millions of people are dying. Am I not right, Michael? I want to hear your answer on that.
Well, it's distinctly possible. Whether it's going to happen, I don't know. That's still up for debate. And I tend to feel that the coronavirus is being fanned up as a media focal point so that we're not really looking at the wars, that we're not really looking too closely at the deal of the century, so we're not looking at the Democrat meltdown on the floor of the Senate.
Well, a great point. But, you know, Michael, I got to ask you. You remember seeing in the USA paper, there was a USA article about 5 years ago. I don't know if you ever heard about this. There was a Chinese general. There was a general in the China. He's what a head dog in the Chinese with the Saipan. And he said, you know what? If we have an all-out war with the United States, we don't care if we lose half our population. We'd be, actually be better for us. In other words, he was saying if you lost 500 million Chinese in a war, they would still have a half a billion people left. And they were saying basically,
yes,
bring them on because you're doing us a favor. And basically, did you know that in China right now, from what the statistics I saw, there's over 195 million more men than women in China. That's almost a population,
yes,
in the United States. And I believe it's more, but the guys that the article I saw, there's 195 million more men than women in China. That's why if you notice, you don't overhear too much in the media about what's going on with our sex robots. They actually have factories in China where these factories are pumping out sex robots for these men. Did you hear about that?
I heard something about it. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it because I don't need a robot like that. But
well, I'm
there'd be an interesting correlation to find out. Tom, the first question would pop into my mind is this one-sided gender population, is it leading to an increase in homosexuality? Would be the first question I would have, for which I don't have the answer. But I'd be curious to find out about that. Second of all, believe it or not, the Renaissance period in history owes its existence to two factors. One, of course, was global warming, which made food abundant and inexpensive. And the second was they were just coming out of the Black Plague, which had thinned out Europe's population by about one third. So they were no longer crowded. They had ample food. And that meant they had time left over for things like art and architecture and literature and so forth and so on.
That's a very good point. But, you know, that's a wonderful point you bring up, too. And, you know, Michael, during that time when the plague was hitting in England and all that, you know, the plague really never creeped up into Sweden and Norway like it did in Europe because they were colder climates. So that's why they were able to flourish in those countries like Finland, you know, even Iceland, believe it or not. And those Nordic countries during that, the plague, the Black Plague, those countries actually were able to fend off because the rats and all that couldn't, you know, they didn't like that ice cold weather. So that's another part of history. But, you know, going back to what I want to say about China, Michael, the Chinese, you know, Nixon went in there in 1972, I believe. He said they opened up the door to the bamboo curtain, right? And they were a secret society.
Yes.
All this. They were so, I remember my dad was telling how they made it such a like the biggest mysterious thing in the world that Nixon's going to China and opening up the floodgates to China, and they were all on bicycles and they all had wooden hats on. And now look at them, they got better airports than we do in the United States. They got more robotics, and you know, now they had a thing on the news today on they have better highways and everything, but they also have this, Michael. Did you see they have robots now that they built a hospital in 4 days? They built a hospital in 4 days. I don't know how many men it took. And now they got robots. They're going to, and I guess the Japanese may be helping them with this. I'm not sure, but the Chinese are going to use robots to go and take care of the people that are in quarantine, that are sick.
Yes.
They're going to use like robots to go in there and give them their medicines instead of actual human contact. They're going to use robots. I think that is what's going to happen. And, like I say, the Chinese are way ahead of us as far as, you know, roads construction. And what I don't understand is we gave them the money for all this. And, you know, they're going after Trump for Ukraine. How much money did they close our factories for 40 years? If it wasn't for Trump exposing that, the American public didn't even know what was going on. 60,000 factories closed down. There should be Democrats right now in the gallows, man, and Republicans. They should be in the gallows for what they've done to this country, how they raped this country from the factories, the intellect, the capacity of how great the United States was back in the 50s and I mean, even in the late 40s. This is heresy with these. And, you know, Michael, I get back to the point. How does 2% of the Jewish population of our country have 9 United States senators? And they're all Democrats. And they all hate the president. What's going on here? Not one of these Democrats. Senators can be a Republican? What's happened here? And they run Hollywood up, and they took that machine from Thomas L. Edison. I don't believe he was Jewish, was he, Michael?
No, he was not.
I don't believe Westinghouse was a Jew. They sure are making a lot of money off these Christian men. This is absurd. And then I watched this this Adam Shifty Schiff Pencilneck, who's a Levi, and was in the house, goes to Ed Buck's house. There were 16 times this guy was visiting Ed Buck for money. How come that ain't all over the news? The bug-eye Schiff with Ed Buck. How come the media don't talk about that? I want to know. I want an investigation about Adam Schiff. Where's he getting all his money from? How did he get financed? Become a congressman in California when they can easily hire put a Hispanic in there. I'll call him back.
Hello?
Anyway, Michael, I'm here. I just don't understand. I'm perplexed about all of this. Why that? Like I said in the past, I don't know why all these rich white Anglo-Christian males are supposedly, they're so wealthy and they're such Christians, they can't even buy up one of these major networks that are all leftist communists, ABC, NBC, CBS. Michael, this thing, we're on the verge, I guarantee it. I'm going to tell you what, I got a real good hunch. Bernie Sanders is going to be the Democratic.
I'll tell you why. Because all of these corporate media outlets are losing money like crazy. And the conservative millionaires don't want to lose that kind of money that rapidly. The liberals don't care because somehow or other they'll get it back from the government.
Well, okay, then you answer my great answer. And but you know that OAN seems to be doing good. The One American News Network, and I don't know how Fox is doing. But yeah, you know, Michael, going back to the whole thing about this impeachment. I mean, here Trump is trying to tell the Ukrainians, hey, we're going to investigate this guy Biden. Because his son's so corrupted. The guy's been, Hunter Biden has slept with four women in the last 3 years. He's got, three kids by all these different women. I don't know about the brother's wife. I don't know if she had a kid by him or what's the deal with that. But here's a guy who got kicked out of the Navy, okay, for cocaine. And this guy's making millions of dollars, and they are going after Trump. And I'd like to know how much money Biden's brother's got, the sister's got, Joe Biden actually got. And the real truth of the matter is, if they're going to have witnesses on this, Michael, they need to bring Obama in. Obama is the key to this whole thing. Like I told you on your show months ago, Mitt Romney, that hypocrite, they had a picture of Louis Farrakhan, Al Green, Mad Maxine Waters, and Louis Farrakhan with Obama. And Obama's got his arm around Farrakhan. Can you imagine if Trump were to do that with Duke? Could you imagine? They would forget. It would be unrelenting. It would be 20. They wouldn't even have bullhorns going on the street saying impeach of President Trump. But Obama gets to slide. Why does Obama slide, Michael? Why?
Well, he's a Democrat. He's black. And for that and other reasons, he's considered untouchable. Right now, one of our earlier callers this week basically laid it. One of our callers early this week laid it.
Go ahead.
One of our callers pointed out earlier this week that as far as the corporate media is concerned, you know, it's the white heterosexual male who is fair game for being attacked and smeared. And yeah, all these other people, they're being given free passes. It's like the sick, twisted Monopoly game where, you know, if you start out as a white person, you get less money and the rules change for you. It's like when you take a little card off the deck there, it says, if you are this color, follow this instruction. If you are white, follow this other instruction. I mean, it's becoming that blatant.
It absolutely is, Michael. And let me tell you, I can give you firsthand knowledge of that, because in these county government jobs, they'll bring people in with green cards to give them jobs. I'm talking solid waste, transit, all these departments in these county municipalities. They'll give that job to a green card holder before they give it to a white American. Try to get on the fire department in Dade or Broward County as a white male. See how hard it is. You better have war experience, and you better be in went to Iraq and all that. It's just like when I tried for the fire department, you had to be a Vietnam veteran, even have reference points, and they still wouldn't hire you. So I know all about affirmative action, Michael. I've been there, done that. That's why I'm very bitter about what happened in my life financially, because I lost a lot of money. And I tell everybody on your listening audience, you know, you want to take your government back, go work for the government. You want to take it back, go work for the government. You know, I complain about what's going on in the government because I'm exposing them. But I tell you, I will say one thing about Trump. He's exposing a lot of this nincompoop stuff that's going on for the last 50 years. What these socialist Bolsheviks are trying to do to our country. And one, the main thing they're doing is to flood this country, the illegal immigration, and then make the white man down, tower down. But that didn't happen, Michael, in Virginia the other day, did it? What happened in Virginia?
No.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody got shot. Everybody's all panicking. I called John Show, and I told him, there ain't going to be nobody get hurt because the white people ain't that damn dumb. And you know what? Nothing happened. One guy was really scared, and I told him to calm down. It'll be all right. And you know what? Nothing happened. But you know what? That was a show of force that, hey, we run this country. You know, Michael, we're the majority rules. And the white Anglos are still the majority of this country. And as long as we are, we're going to rule this country. Whether they like it or not, I don't care who's listening and what they think. You know what? The majority's going to rule this country. Bottom line. No more just thinking we got to kiss down a kowtow or cow down a kowtow to anybody. No, it doesn't work that way. Like, when you go to South Africa, who's in the majority over there? They rule, don't they?
Yes.
Russia, the majority of the Russians rule. Whatever country you're in, you rule. That's how it's got to be. We're going to be subjected to no more nonsense. We're going to be telling the truth, and this is how it's going to be. It's going to be that who the majority makes the rules. He who has the gold makes the rules. Unfortunately, we know who has the gold in this country. We allowed it. So a lot of leftist Bolshevikism, and it's got to stop and desist immediately. You don't see those Israelis telling those their citizens in Israel to take away their guns, do you? They all walk around with Uzi.
No, they hand them out.
They hand them out in Israel. Who's kidding who? This is and you know what? Everybody I'm talking to, Michael, let me tell you, they're waking up, their eyes wide open, man. Wide open. I got buddies, man. You know, I ordered $150 from Liberty Stickers. I'm still waiting for them. I ordered a bunch of more a couple months ago. I'm giving all the stickers I can out because you know what? With a gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you're a subject. And they're having a great documentary coming up about George Washington in February. Can't wait to watch it. It's going to be a 3-day series on Washington. It looks fantastic. So, you know, with the gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you're a subject. And you know what? The people in Virginia said that, Michael. We're not going to be taking no more crap from these demon rats or nothing but socialist Bolsheviks. If they don't like this country, go to Cuba, go to Venezuela, or go to Russia, or go wherever to China. Actually, I say send them all to China. That'd be the best thing. A high road, let them go on a T to China. T road to China, that's what I think. This all, you know, this is all nincompoop nonsense what's going on. And you have, your one caller, my last call, Paul, was right. The only woman I would maybe vote for if I was a Democrat was Tulsi Gabbard. The rest of these Democrats are nuts. They're insane. You hear them speak. They want to give away. You got Buttigieg and Pocahontas. I mean, Michael, what is going on in this country? This is insanity.
Well, Pocahontas is starting to really sink in the polls, so I think we can sort of, you know, not pay a lot more attention to her right now. As far as prior to Hillary's storming the Bastille, as it were, it really is Biden and Sanders is ahead.
Yes, I believe it's going to be Bernie all the way, and I wouldn't be surprised, Michael, if he picks that AOC or whatever, that loon brain, AOC. I got an idea for her. She should go to Puerto Rico. They're having a lot of earthquakes. They could use her help over there, in and out water and stuff. So let her go over there. She's full of crap. That's another nincompoop ex-bartender or barmaid or whatever she was doing. Another joke. But people vote for these people, Michael, because they're so uneducated. They're so discombobulated. I don't know what the word is. It's disgusting. But, you know, we'll see what happens. What I've seen in this whole impeachment nonsense, Michael, is the American people are waking up. I even have a couple friends of mine are Democrats, liberals, and they're fed up. They've had enough of this. They're even starting to realize this is all about illegal immigration. I mean, they want to give out all this Section 8, they give them Section 8 housing, they give them food stamps, they give them furniture vouchers. Do you know how much these people that are coming into this country illegally, illegally, getting furniture vouchers, Michael? I almost had
huge
a heart attack
amounts.
When I found them. $17,000. The Cubans that come from Cuba, until Obama stopped the wet foot, dry foot, the Cubans, I have a lot of friends, they told me, oh no, my family members were getting $17,000. They had better furniture in their apartments than I had. They got better furniture put in their apartments.
Yeah, sounds like it. Same thing here. Same thing here. Anyway, listen,
you know,
Tom, got to let you go.
One more thing. Okay. Michael, one more thing. You know, the Cubans, when they came here in the 60s, they got 1% business loans. Did you know that?
Okay, Tom, we got to take a commercial break. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We got other callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, you know, I find this, with what's going on with this impeachment, on the grounds they're trying to impeach Trump, this is basically the hatred of the neocons, the neolibs of Russia. And I believe when you look at Adam Schiff, I've been trying to find out for a long time now whether Schiff is related to Jacob Schiff. I don't know if you know who he is. He's the he's a Rothschild agent. He had a lot to do with the founding of the Fed, too, the Federal Reserve. And he actually put Leon Trotsky up in the Bronx when Trotsky was living in New York City just before the Russian Revolution. And he's a big supporter of Trotsky. I think that this hatred by these neo-libs and neocons has to do something with the anger against the fact that Stalin finally off Trotsky. He had him rubbed out in 1940 after expelling him from the country. My understanding is, I've heard different things, but my understanding from people is that what it was is Stalin was basically, even though he's a communist, he's also a nationalist. He he considered Russia basically, that was his country. And I know he was from Georgia, but at that time, Georgia was really, even before the Russian Revolution, before the Soviet Union, right? Georgia and many other countries like that, Ukraine and all, that were part of Russia. So he was basically a Russian nationalist, as well as being a communist. Trotsky was a globalist, even back then. He wanted to push continued revolution around the world and use the Russian army, or the Soviet army at the time, the Red Army, as a tool to push communism, his form of communism. Sound familiar? Because right now, a lot of these neocons, that's what they want to do with the U.S. Army. They want to push whatever agenda they have around the world, hegemony, around the world using the U.S. military to do it. So I think, again, like I said, I'm not sure because I can't find it out. I've been Googling it. I've been trying to find out other search engines whether Schiff is actually a grandson or maybe great-grandson of Jacob Schiff, who was a particularly evil scumbag.
Well, there are two problems with that. There are two problems with that, and the first is that Schiff is actually a fairly common name, and the second is that just because somebody is the grandson of a particularly evil person doesn't make them necessarily automatically evil. There may be some influence there, but I keep thinking about these people who were doing one of these genealogy searches and discovered they were the great-grandchildren of Ersabat Bathory, who was this very evil, horrible person in Europe. But they themselves were perfectly fine human beings. So it's a little bit of a weak case there. But I do thank you for that history of the early formation.
I do agree with you on that, Mike, what you just said. Because you take, for instance, I don't know if you know who Max Blumenthal is. He's a... He's a real investigative reporter, and they tried to put him in jail recently, and the guy is and it's hard to believe, but he's actually the son of one of the most vicious politicians imaginable. That's Sid Blumenthal. I found it out. I was surprised. Again, the apple does not necessarily have to fall close to the tree, but sometimes it does. Now, what I'm just saying is that might be the motivation of Schiff. Of Adam Schiff. It's not that, he's showing almost irrational hatred for Russia. It makes absolutely no sense. It's not even the Soviet Union anymore. Putin is not, Putin is a very decent religious man, and Russia is fast becoming that shining city on a hill, and we're rapidly becoming the Soviet Union. Okay? But Schiff has an irrational hatred Russia, and so do a lot of these other neocons. This Marie Abramowitz, whatever her name is, and that the fat colonel there, what's his name, Swindman or whatever it is, Vindman.
Let me cut in here a little bit because we're almost out of time on this segment anyway. The first thing that I would do if I were in your position is I'd get a picture of Adam Schiff and I'd get a picture of the elder Schiff and see if they at least physically look alike, because over the course of just two generations, there shouldn't be that much of a change. So that would be step number one.
Okay. I'll try that. And like I said, the thing is this, if you want to know anything more about Jacob Schiff, there's a video online, if you can still find it, by the guy's name was, I forget his name now, but he made a video back in the 1960s, and he described Schiff, Jacob Schiff, and his relationship with Trotsky. Very interesting video, and I suspect there's something to it. But again, like I said, you never know. But I will try to do that. I'm going to try to find a picture of Jacob Schiff and see if there's
Okay, Mark, I got to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. I'm calling with regard to something you mentioned yesterday regarding these rabbis who tried to shut down that church at Birkenau. Have you been to the Auschwitz area?
No, I haven't. I did visit Dachau when I was working in Munich, but that was as far as I got.
Well, you know, the Auschwitz complex, which consists of Auschwitz 1, and then there's Birkenau, which is Auschwitz 2, is in southern Poland. But that area is, the area is surrounded by neighborhoods that border the Birkenau encampment there. And the church is not actually on the Birkenau the Birkenau site. It's outside that. It serves the Catholic population, which is a substantial population that surrounds Auschwitz and Birkenau. Now, the Jews were successful in shutting down a convent in 1985, it was, in the same area. And they got away with that because they pressured John Paul II to do something about that, claiming that, you know, all this horrible, all these Jews died here, and you've got to do something to keep the Catholics from claiming this as their own. And so he bit over and kind of forced them out of business. And they're trying to do the same thing again. I can tell you what they're going to go to the Polish the parliament now and try to pressure the Polish parliament to shut that down, just as they pressured the Polish parliament to pass this stupid law recently that will allow for the transfer of assets held by Poles to Jews. And I think a lot of the Poles down there are just about had it with this stuff, and the Poles in that area in particular are not going to look very favorably upon any effort to try to shut down that Catholic Church. But that goes to show you just how pushy the damn rabbis can be and how much they think they can get away with. And they continue to do that because they've gotten away with it time and time again. Frankly, Poland just needs to tell them this was bad history. People died there. Go away.
They'll keep pushing and pushing and pushing until there's a pushback. And in a lot of ways, what we're seeing happen right now across Europe and the United States very much mirrors the kind of abuses we were seeing in Europe in the early 1930s, late 1920s, which led to this incredible resentment, which is what the Nazis tapped into in order to build their power base.
Well, you might remember reading or hearing somewhere about the Jewish boycott of Germany. This is back in 1932 or 1933. And it was at that point
I think it was 33.
Said, okay, yeah, we've had enough of this. You pushed too far and too far and too hard. But you know, the Jews never seemed to be to blame for anything at all. And in Germany after World War I, the big communists, for example, in the German government, who were signatory to the Treaty of Versailles, were dominantly Jews. And if you want to know where a lot of the resentment from Hitler and others came from for Jews, it came from that. Now, there are a lot of people who will argue that, well, that's not the case. Go back and look at the names of the people who were the signatories. They gave away everything to France and England that they wanted, and really put Germany in dire straits for the next decade or more.
Oh yeah, the treaty basically said Germany was going to have to repay all the war debt for all the countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did, and actually, it really wasn't Germany that started the damn war. And as I recall, France and Britain declared war on Germany in World War I and in World War II, and in both cases, they got their noses smashed in the first case by the Imperial Army, and in the second war by the Wehrmacht and the SS. And they resented that. They especially resented the humiliation at the hands of the German army in World War I. They were never able to fight on German soil in World War I. If it hadn't been for the day of
and they would just scream for the Americans to come save them from the situation. You know, Americans, come help us. Help us. We're being victimized here. Come help us. And we had leaders who wanted to avoid being in the war. But then, of course, you had Woodrow Wilson use the hoax of the Lusitania to get Americans angered enough to join World War I. And then you had Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the Pearl Harbor deception to get us angered into World War II. So we need to be vigilant right now. What are they going to do to try and get us to support World War III? Because if they thought 9/11 was going to do it, that has pretty much failed.
I don't know. If they get desperate enough, they'll do something. I assure you that they will. And I'm not looking forward to that. Well, I'm enjoying your show. Tom must have had four or five double shots of espresso today. I enjoyed hearing him go on and on. But he needs to lay off the espresso if that's what gets him that wired every day.
Yes, I would agree with on that. Actually, I could use one a shot myself. Getting this show done. This Sunday, of course, is Super Bowl. And there was a movie out some years ago called Black Sunday, where the Super Bowl was used as the target, or was going to be used as the target of a terrorist attack. So that might be a reason to tune in besides the halftime show, which I don't even know who's in the halftime show this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are many festivals I used to go to in Louisiana in particular, my native state. And I'm reluctant to go to these things now because you walk into these venues where there are thousands and thousands of people, and there's no security. And my wife commented to me just the other day that this would be a perfect place for someone to walk in with an automatic weapon, or with some pipe bombs or whatever else, and take out God knows how many people. The Super Bowl may be a little better defended than other places. It would certainly get a lot of attention, But there are a lot of other venues in this country that make perfect targets for things like that, things with festivals that just don't have the security that, say, the Super Bowl would have. Well, if I were a terrorist planning something, okay, I'd ignore the Super Bowl. I'd look at something else. Good show today, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But you need to remember, when it's a staged event to try and push forward the war agenda, the target has to have tremendous symbolic value to the American people. Otherwise, they won't care. Anyway,
oh,
listen,
yes, and nothing has more symbolic value than
phone
sports.
Call.
Certainly. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. And Tony, I'm glad you called on in, because I had some questions about what's rocking and rolling down there. So what's on your mind? You lost Tony. Well, okay. As you know, yesterday there was a 7.7 quake between, well, just off the coast of Cuba. And there had been some quakes in Puerto Rico a few days before. Not really major, and it didn't make the news. But now, of course, everybody's wondering, is it part of the same swarm? Are we seeing the beginning of a whole new cycle over there in the Caribbean? So maybe Tony will call back in and give us a firsthand report about what happened there on the ground. All right, so let's talk about the coronavirus. And again, there are two schools of thought being expressed out there. One is that there's this monster that is going to destroy the planet Earth, or at least the human beings on it. And the other being that, like SARS and MERS and bird flu and swine flu, that this is just being hyped up to push vaccine sales, to push for a unified government to deal with this health crisis and so forth and so on. And they are pushing very, very hard. Now, according to the official sources, there is a fourth coronavirus victim confirmed in France, and apparently three more confirmed cases in Bavaria and Germany. In one case, the new victim is the wife of a taxi driver who contracted the disease supposedly by being exposed to some Chinese travelers. So what we have here now is a non-Chinese human-to-human transmission, if in fact true. Now, CDC has issued yet another alert, and the U.S. is activating their so-called coronavirus centers, their quarantine hubs in San Francisco and so forth. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, I just, I know I sent you a couple articles. One of them was out of UNS by a guy called, I think his name is DeSaker, talking about the Virginia rally and the vilification of a group called the studied vilification of a group called the Base, which they identify, the police and the FBI identify as this white supremacist organization that that you know, is violent and white supremacist and all that kind of stuff, and then another article about how they arrested a couple of people prior to the Virginia rally, and they were leadership of the Base, and they were saying that they just missed by an inch some horrible event that was going to be touched off by these white supremacist groups. And then there's another article where the leader of the Base was found to be an FBI informant.
Yes,
big surprise.
I did see those, and I put them up.
Three articles, and you know.
Yeah, the FBI basically created this monster to wag at us, to say, ooh, bad gun owners, bad gun owners. And why we didn't have an act of violence with such an ideal circumstance, I don't know. But it may have been that the police who arrested this base leadership were not in on the scam. And that's why this whole thing was made public. But we've seen this happen so many times before where, you know, these incidents really are, they're fake, they're phony, the government is manufacturing. The government doesn't care how many innocent American citizens they have to kill to get the rest to be obedient little servants.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike. And it's, you know, it's interesting, the Base, you know, is like they use that with Al-Qaeda. when, you know, Al-Qaeda, you know, we created Al-Qaeda for the Soviets, you know, against in the Afghan war in the first one. And then they became, they were good guys then against the Soviets. And then, of course they were bad guys then when they supposedly attacked us, and then they became good guys again. It's just a ridiculous narrative. And can I say something about that Auschwitz rabbi thing that the gentleman just talked about?
Certainly.
They have, you know, I was trained as a logistician. You know, went to the Command and General Staff College and all that, and it's big on staff work on how many rail cars it takes to move a division and how long it takes and the dispersal between the trains. I mean, all these are minutely timed out with in these tables that the military has had for years on mass movements of people, right? And Raoul Wallenberg, who wrote the Destruction of European Jews, it's the Bible. It's the seminal work that started off the whole Holocaust narrative. And originally, when we were brought up, because I'm your age, it was said to be that there were 6 million, you know, Jewish victims of the Holocaust. But there were also another 5 or 6 million who were non-Jews, you know, the gypsies, the political thing,
yes.
the mentally defective.
The mentally retarded, the gays.
Yeah, all that stuff. And I began, and this is the reason why I got to questioning it to begin with, is when we, in a massive labor shortage, you know, during World War II, and the Germans never mobilized the women the way that America did in World War II in the workplace because of the ridiculous Nazi ideology. But at any rate, a horrible, horrible labor shortage and a horrible transport shortage, right? The Germans mobilized 16 million people overall during the war, which is about what the United States did, with a much smaller population base, 80 million versus 130 million. And we're fighting wars, of course, in North Africa and Italy and the Balkans and Western, you know, Northwest Europe and, of course, the Soviet Union and even up into Scandinavia. So they had troops everywhere and a massive labor shortage as well. And if you're going to kill people, why would you? I mean, just to house 11 million people, if the original narrative was wrong, which they went by, of course that was found to be wrong. But you know, imagine building the housing for 11 million people to house them for any length of time. The building boom, and then to round them up. And I keep telling people, imagine how many people it would take to round up illegal aliens just in L.A. County without a war, without a transport problem, without a labor shortage. It would be horribly, almost impossible to do. And of course, with no threat of being shot, because let's face it, the Germans were shooting people and killing people as well. But it would be almost impossible to do. But at any rate, with the trains and all that, why would they round these people up using all the troop strength it would take to do that, move them to a railhead, feed them the whole way, transport them to these places that had to be built from scratch to house all these millions, and then just kill them, you know? When there was a labor shortage, and of course that's what it was. They were labor camps, and there were atrocities committed. The whole thing was an atrocity, slave labor and all. But they weren't murdering them with gas chambers and soap and all that other stuff that is found to be lies, complete lies. And I have been to Auschwitz, as a matter of fact. But imagine all the transport problem it would take to do that when it would just take a dime or a nickel for an 8-millimeter Mauser bullet to shoot somebody and put it into it without, you know, feeding them and, you know, moving them and, you know, erecting facilities for them and all that kind of thing. It's insane.
It's a very good point.
That, yeah,
it
the,
is.
The
it's a very good point
insane.
You've raised there.
Yeah.
But even when I went to Dachau, even when I went to Dachau, the tour guide said, contrary to what you've heard in history, this was a factory. It was a slave labor camp, but it was a factory to make material for the German army. That's where most of the Germans got those uniforms and boots and all the rest of it. It was being made in those camps.
Well, even Schindler's List refers to, I think they were making mess kits or helmets or something, and that's what they were doing. Why would you want to kill people who you could use as slave labor, and they had to do that? And by the way, the German transport system, you know, starting in 44, you want me to hang on or say?
Yeah. Peter, hang on. We're going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these few words.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're on the phones. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. We're talking about some of the history of World War I and World War II, and we all know that during these major wars, bad things happen to ordinary good people. And afterwards, it's all lied about. And we know that truth is the first casualty of war. And we certainly are living through a period of war-scale deception and lies and fraud right now. So my concern, of course, is that we're headed for a third world war and that we're going to lose this one.
Yeah, I, Mike, I agree with you on that as well. You've been saying it for years, and I agree with you for the same reasons that you're saying it, about the money, men, morale, manufacturing, all that. But if I could just go into one more thing before I, and that is, not only did they not have the rail capacity to do this, and why would they? It's so inefficient. Instead of sending, you know, dumping the troops' supplies off in the Eastern Front and coming back with raw materials or whatever, why would they waste the time and manpower rounding people up, all that stuff? But they just didn't have the rail facilities to do it. And where do they put these millions if there's no return on the investment? But the other thing is that from 44 on, we said the pinpoint bombing and the round-the-clock bombing and all that stuff. They found that the pinpoint bombing was crap. They weren't hitting within a quarter of a mile, mostly, even the U.S. in the daylight. So they went to something in 44 and 45 called the Oil and the Transport Plan, where they directed our strategic bombers at the refineries and oil refineries and drilling, and then to transportation nodes, all the rail heads, all the switching areas and huge marshaling yards and so on. And so the Germans, you know, they matter of fact, their production peaked in September of 43, even after years of bombing. September 44. But they could not then distribute it. They couldn't get it out because they didn't have the oil. They could produce planes, but they couldn't, you know, have the, you know, the fuel to fly them and train the pilots and fuel the Panzers and all that kind of stuff. So they couldn't do that. And again, to move these massive amounts of people which would have been the destruction of the Jews, as they say. It's ridiculous, and it would have been in the face of a horrible labor transport shortage and bombing around the clock. It's an absurd assertion, and I just wanted to say that, that's all.
Well, again, you raise these very good points. See, when we were growing up, we were given this image of a Germany that had infinite resources, that they had all this amazing technology, and it was only the grit and determination and courage of the Allies that did them in, mostly the Americans, which, of course, if you talk to anybody in Europe, they're saying, what do you mean America helped win World War II? You were late getting here. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for station identification. Peter, thank you for the call. We'll be back after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.